This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. President Donald Trump returned to the Oval Office at the White House Wednesday, just 2 days after being released from a medical facility after being diagnosed with COVID-19. In a video released on his Twitter account, the president thanked his doctors and praised the experimental antibody treatment he received at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center.
I think this was a blessing from God that I caught it. This was a blessing in disguise. I caught it. I heard about this drug. I said, let me take it. It was my suggestion. I said, let me take it. And it was incredible the way it worked. Incredible.
Earlier Wednesday, Trump's doctor said the president continues to make progress in his recovery, does not have a fever, and has been symptom-free for 24 hours. However, returning to work goes against the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines, which say that individuals should stay isolated for 10 days after symptom onset. More than 20 people in the president's inner circle have tested positive for the coronavirus. Two Islamic State militants from Britain appeared before a U.S. federal court on Wednesday to face charges in a gruesome campaign of torture, beheadings, and other violence against four Americans and others captured and held hostage in Syria. U.S. Attorney Zachary Terwilliger spoke after the two militants from Britain made their initial appearance in federal court.
There will be a detention hearing on Friday at 11 a.m. That's where their attorneys can argue, if they so choose, that they should be released pending trial. And I can tell you the government will be seeking detention in this matter.
El Shafi El Sheikh and Alexander Cote are two of four men dubbed the Beatles by the hostages they held captive because of their British accent. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.